Friday was a big night for cable news as the Supreme Court threw out a Texas lawsuit to overturn the election results in four key contested states. That decision effectively ended the legal challenges surrounding this election. But depending on what news network you watch, you might have a vastly different understanding of President Trump's challenges to this election. Meanwhile, recent changes inside cable news networks could define how the media covers the presidency of Joe Biden and politics in the post-Trump era. And for all of this, let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflicht. Hey, David.
Hey, Tanya.
So on Sunday, CNN's Jake Tapper called the Texas lawsuit, quote, a clownish legal brief based on conspiracy theories and outright lies, and specifically called out the Republicans who backed it. Let's listen.
They are definitionally people who signed on to a desperate desire to subvert the will of the American people, to disenfranchise voters in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, based on lies and conspiracy theories, putting an immoral and corrupt power grab above democracy.
But if you turned on Fox and Friends on Sunday, it was like a parallel universe. Host Rachel Campos Duffy suggested there was evidence of fraud in Georgia and that she felt bad for Trump.
I see the pain and the frustration. You do everything you're supposed to do. You run the country well. You campaign your heart out while the other guy's in a basement. And then in the end, fraud and shenanigans at the local level, you're robbed.
Okay, David, it seems as if CNN and Fox are operating in two different realities. How has the line between truth and fantasy been blurred since this election? And how are the major networks playing into this divide?
Well, you think of Jake Tapper, and he's somebody who sees himself, I think, as a defender of truth and fact, somebody who, as a reporter, would sometimes stick it to the Obama administration for its spin. But you talked about there being parallel universes, and I think that's fair. I think that's right. But it's not symmetrical parallel universes. Mm. You have one in which you're indulging, you listen to Rachel Campos Duffy, indulging the feelings, the beliefs, the gut frustration of President Trump and his supporters. And on the other hand, you're hearing Jake Tapper, who's been relaying facts about the way in which the election played out, that is, in favor of President-elect Joe Biden, increasingly outraged over the denial of reality by particularly folks on the right who are hardened in their support of President Trump. So you've seen Fox doing its best to acknowledge the truth and yet to yield as much as possible to the feelings of Trump world. And you've seen CNN kind of yield to almost incomprehension at the political reality of where we are at the moment. And MSNBC similarly has taken on a triumphant tone, a more outwardly liberal network and triumphalist about Biden's win.
I want to ask you about something else. The Orlando Sentinel actually apologized for endorsing one of those Republicans who signed on to this Texas lawsuit, Florida Representative Michael Waltz. After this election, how do you think journalists are going to have to rethink how they cover the Republican Party going forward?
You know, it's one of the challenges of our age. If you look at people who are not particularly ideological reporters, somebody like Dan Baltz, The Washington Post, and other seasoned observers of American politics, it's not just that these two parties often stand for very different things, although the Trump era has sometimes muddled political stances. It's that the Republican Party has made not only process, but political reality and at times constitutional reality subordinate to what its most popular and polarizing figure wants at any given moment, shifting from this hour to that without any recognition of what they've done. And I think that makes it almost impossible, as one senior news executive told me a few days ago, to go back to the patterns of the past where you say, well, Democrats say this, Republicans say that, and we'll see how it plays out. They're going to have to call things much more aggressively in terms of reality and not.
Mm-hmm. Since the election, Trump's growing resentment against Fox is actually pushing many viewers over to conservative viral rivals like Newsmax and One America News Network. And last Monday, Newsmax actually beat Fox in the ratings for 1 hour. Do you think this will make a dent in Fox ratings dominance? And does it signal a larger shift?
I think it's a ding rather than significant damage. You know, CNN has enjoyed significant ratings jump, too. But Fox is playing this game where it's trying to maintain some stake to the word news in its title and still retain its inherent foxiness. And it went in all in on Trump during the Trump years, ultimately. And still many of its hosts are even in times kind of trashing its own news desk for acknowledging those realities. I think Newsmax sees a moment to grow and maybe make its TV enterprise, which has been part of its brand, a profitable one, and to try to cannibalize some of Fox's most conservative base viewers, which coincides so neatly with some of Trump's most strongest supporters. But I don't think Fox is going away anytime soon.
Not going away anytime soon. So much to watch for here. Thank you so much. That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. As always, thank you so much.
You bet.